Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Oh, those are palm trees. I thought those were weed leaves on your sweatshirt. And I was like, fuck
yeah. Oh, that's
so cute. That's really cute.
Adorable.
They're little Christmas palm trees.
It's very cute.
Do I have matching pants on? Yes.
Would I have ended the show if you did not? Yes.
Have I been wearing this for 3 days? Yes. Am I free bleeding in white underwear? Yes.
Oh, that's what happened to the puffballs. You're like, my beanie actually was white. It was white 3 days ago when I started my period accidentally in a mall.
Well, I needed to cut off the puffballs to use tampons.
Right.
And now I'm fresh out of puffballs. So we're just going for it.
I just rolled up the hat, shoved it in there. Since Steven took all the tampons from our sponsor and gave them to somebody else, we have to use.
I was just telling that story about how I accidentally used all the
tampons. We will never let you live that down.
So now we have to use our hats to clean our
hands. Our hats and our hands.
We have to use our hats and our hands to catch blood.
I didn't know they gave me all the tampons.
Ooh, I like. Where'd you get that blood catcher? Oh, you mean this hat?
Oh, you mean my hand? Nice right. to meet you.
Who needs a diva cup when you have your God-given hand?
Right.
It'll catch all of the blood.
That's what I've been saying for years. Why throw this money away?
Have you ever used a diva cup?
No. I don't know.
Have you used one, Megan?
No. Again, I'm literally free bleeding right now. I don't really need tampons.
Free bleeding? Yes. Free bleeding is good for the soul.
No, I just, my period is so light. I really don't, unless I'm
You're lucky.
Active.
Someone told me,
which I never am.
Oh, you don't run. Oh man, I don't hit the gym unless I'm on my period. In which case,
I wear my white workout pants.
Right.
I like to leave all the treadmills just a little bit of blood on each one.
I'm gonna leave. It's marking your territory. Yes.
Well, that's what I do the most pussy exercises at the gym.
Yeah,
that's
you know the
you
pussy
find.
Machine.
Oh,
it strengthens your pussy. That's what it does, right? It strengthens your pussy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just the labia.
Here, well, it strengthens your outer pussy.
Yeah, outer.
A woman is nothing except a pussy and then various outer pussies.
Yes.
Like the layers of a tree.
Right. Or
an onion. Me and Wendy, it's definitely an onion.
Better analogy.
An onion that got
smells
lost
strong
in the back.
Makes you cry.
Right. Is that spicy? It's like fermented. Has it gone bad? No.
Is this kimchi?
Yeah.
Is this kimchi?
My voice is still fucked. Can you hear this?
No, I think it sounds good.
No, you sound okay this week.
You just sound sultry.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
See? I sound sultry.
Yeah.
I didn't a couple weeks ago.
She's just trying to compliment you. I think you're back to A-okay.
To A-OK.
Normal Megan.
Thanks, Steven. What
bad,
a compliment.
Just average.
Just a living human.
You're great.
I think you're
just
back to where you started.
Just a living onion of a woman.
You're back to where you started. Zero.
Yeah, exactly. There was like 2 days I dipped up because my voice was so scratchy.
It was nice. People actually liked it more when they could not really hear what either of you were saying. When it was so scratchy that it sounded like a broken record. Like, we can't make out all of their words. This is the best episode yet.
If you're both scratchy, then you're like the ants from The Simpsons. The two ants.
Yeah.
I forget their names now. How do you forget the names?
Patty and Selma.
Patty and Selma. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Just,
that's what you guys
you.
Are. Oh, my gosh. That's
smoking
you.
Cigs.
That's you.
Catching
Our lawyer,
blood.
Tyler, would have been so upset if I didn't just say that.
If you didn't pull that
We'd
out.
We'd have to find a new lawyer.
Yeah. He would not be happy. Our lawyer, he's very strict. Like,
every episode, we need at least 5 Simpsons references he refuses
Amazing.
To represent
I'm
us.
That's how we pay him that. And then we also, if we're going to say body parts in Espanol, they have to be the right ones. Culo is not pussy. It's butt.
Yes, Tyler Schoenberg, attorney at law, takes proper Spanish speaking very seriously.
Yeah. La boca.
Yeah, that's mouth. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the rest.
This is the episode now.
We really have
this is now
a
the episode.
This.
I what made are we tamales learning? Last night.
I know.
So
Megan made tamales. Yeah, la boca.
I made legit tamales.
Yeah.
And yum. I like tamales.
With masa
that I grew by myself. When I told Wendy I made the masa, and she was like, you ground the corn? And I was like, okay, fuck off.
I just imagine because everything you do is super homemade. So I pictured
after last week's bread episode, yeah. I don't blame Wendy for going down that like you ground your own corn. If you're making your own bread, you can ground your own corn.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally what you just said, because masa is the same thing as flour. That would be like, I made my own bread and you cunts went. So you like what you like built a mill and like milled your own flour? Yeah. Is that like that's literally the same thing?
That's about how much I know about cooking.
Right. But so did you not do that for that white bread? Because I was
if so, fuck you.
Yeah. I'll take that post right off it. I will take that repost down.
Well, good to know that no one's ever impressed by anything I do, no matter how hard I try. Fantastic. Made 75 tamales, two types, from scratch. Nobody cares. Perfect. Great. Gonna kill myself. I'm gonna go stand in the rain. We had an assembly line.
Oh. Did you really? What was your job? Well, you were doing the masa.
Everything. My job was everything.
Yeah.
You were the sous chef.
Mm. I was the sous chef? Do you know what sous chef means?
I mean, you were doing everything.
No. I would be the head chef.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, head chef. Sous chef
only preps.
I'd
be the fucking owner of the restaurant.
Sous chefs are preps.
I'm the owner of the restaurant.
Oh, no. I didn't remember that from our episode.
I'm the farmer of the cornfield and the owner of the goddamn restaurant.
I'm the miller, the grinder.
I need that in my kitchen. I need that framed in my kitchen.
So what are we doing? What are we learning about this week?
We're talking about tamales.
We learned so much.
What are we doing right now? We're just hanging out. We're talking.
We have a guest. Maybe you've noticed.
We have a guest. And I'm so glad you could do the show because I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, which we did tease you. I fully threw out your name and I said, yeah, this great guest next week.
I know.
You called me like Karen or something.
Oh, no, that's something. Okay. No,
that was someone else.
That's someone else. Nope. I said, her name's Camille. She's great. And then I was like, oh, I haven't actually booked her. So please respond. That's what you guilt someone. You're like, I said your name on the podcast. And like, probably like six people listen to the show.
I was going
to
say, literally tens of people are going to be disappointed.
Right.
Oh, no.
Very upset.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So Camille Theobald. Ta-da.
Hey.
Yay.
Camille is a comedian and she's super funny. And this is... because we were watching the Mormon Netflix show.
Yeah.
Three wives, one husband.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did we just say something at the same time? Let's try it again.
And like, not even trying. We just lean into it like, anyway, blah, blah,
That's
blah.
That's why. Yeah. That's why, because we were not trying. Right. If we ever try to do that again, it will not work.
The whole rest of the episode is going to be us giving each other side eye.
Like, ready?
Sandwiches.
Tamale corn.
Oh, I almost got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Steven's going to have a good time editing this. It's just everyone talking over everyone.
I'm just going to sync everything up.
Perfect. So Camille is someone, will you explain it? So you had the polyamorous lifestyle, and then I didn't realize that you came from... like descended from fundamentalist Mormons.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, I know.
I heard fun. All I heard was fun.
So I never.
You came from fun. I guess you could call my dad, my grandpa fucking a bunch of different chicks fun for him.
Yeah. Fun for that guy.
You came from fun.
All in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can you imagine fucking multiple people because you think Jesus is into it?
Fucking for the Lord.
Like, he's in here. He's in between all of our relationships.
Yeah.
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 I was thinking that as I was watching the show.
Yeah, Stephen finally watched it.
I did two episodes.
Oh, good for you.
I got two episodes.
There's only four.
Yeah, there's literally only
they're
four.
They're an hour long. That's 4 hours. What am I going to do? No, I literally watch TV for a living. I edit video. I watch TV all day. Cramming 4 more hours of viewing in is not... Yeah. It's a big ass. I got
part of your job.
That's part of my job at Jammers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I don't know if you know this.
You guys are paying me in tampons here.
We are, motherfucker. We don't want to, but somehow.
Yeah. Somehow we're paying you in tampons.
You weaseled those tampons.
In tampons.
And I also did you the delightful favor of taking a big old shit in your apartment right when I walked in the door.
As you always do.
I normally. I saved it. I held it in too. And I was talking to Megan. I couldn't wait to get here and take a shit in your house.
Wow.
It's true. I can attest to that.
You know,
it's a great toilet.
You know, being on the show, I think I relate to these Mormon guys with two wives bitching about them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah, except we don't fuck you.
Right.
Nor will we have your children. No. Nor will we ever respect you in any way. So, yeah.
I'm not sure they respect him on the show either.
No, they definitely do.
I think it's complicated. I think that's a pendulum that shifts.
I think they all love him madly, and they're like forced to share this person because they think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
explain. We were at your background, and then we somehow got background. Derailed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I've been bi for probably my whole life. I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Or I ignored it till like 4 years ago. And
how old are you?
5 years ago. I'm 29.
Whoa. Don't ask a bitch how old she is, and I mean bitch with respect.
That's
a
yeah, Steven, how old are you?
Question.
Yeah, how old are you?
I am 38.
Wow.
Yeah. It took us 50 episodes for him to admit his age.
It took 2 years, and it took me 38 years.
And the only reason we didn't even get him to admit it. We just worked out the math.
Right.
Because he fucking didn't edit something out.
We just know basic subtraction.
And now I'm owning it because I have to. I've been given no choice.
Well, you look 25, so you're fine.
You know, that's how I'm staying alive.
It's the glasses. So I, when I like realized I was bi, I had a boyfriend.
I love that Camille's like a new wife. She's just the only one that's nice to me.
Yeah.
In the world.
That's how it goes. In the entire world.
Not wrong.
So I realized I was bi, had a boyfriend, was like, hey, do you want to have a threesome? And he was like, no, he was like very territorial. So of course I broke up with him. And
oh really? How long had you been with that guy?
2 years.
Holy shit. So you're with this guy for 2 years.
Yeah. And then I'm like, he wants to get married, have kids. I'm a little like not into that as much. Pussy.
Did you know you were bisexual and were you being closeted about it, or were you being closeted about it with him, or like
been closeted about it to myself. Like I had talked myself out of believing it, or like, you know, thinking about it.
Yeah.
I just always found women attractive and then was like, yeah, but everyone finds women attractive, right? Like everyone wants to fuck a woman. That's normal. Right. Turns out not.
No, it is. It's very normal.
Okay, great. Thank you.
chicks are just, I mean, one of my favorite things that I started doing is like to watch somebody else, like in a mirror.
Yeah.
You can watch somebody fuck you in a mirror. It's like, we're best. Always the hotter one. The woman is always.
Hold on.
We're
hold
always
on.
The hotter one.
Did you just figure that out? You said that like it was some scientific discovery. Did you guys know? You know how mirrors?
Yeah.
You can see like a reflection.
It's actually really interesting.
You can do it while fucking. Right. The mirror does not stop working.
Right.
Just because you're naked. It's crazy. Stop.
Well, I honestly, and this is being full honesty, like probably in the last year or two, I've been comfortable enough to look at myself in the mirror while getting fucked.
Hmm. Yeah.
I used to always, it's lights off. I hate my body. I want to kill myself. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. And I didn't have, in the last couple of years, I've started to be like, this is what I look like. Fuck you. If my tits are small, my whatever. So I've started to like really enjoy like watching the close up of like a dick going to my
pants. I don't think I could ever
like close up
watch myself in a mirror. But I do think that's a fundamental difference.
Do you have to
get
a handheld mirror?
Wow. How do you get it over
there? Like close up shit. You might have to get a handheld.
You got to get like one of those mirrors with a stick that bends.
I give a selfie.
The flippy ones where one side is for fucking popping blackheads. So it's like really magnified. I know what I'm getting Wendy for Christmas.
And what you do is you hook that mirror onto one of those Jack in the Box arms. And so it just like pops out at surprise moments. It's like, oh boy.
I thought you were going to say a selfie stick. Cause I really like the visual of you getting fucked and having a super magnified mirror attached to a selfie stick. Yeah.
You could do a selfie stick, but if you're on a budget, a spatula works in a pinch.
For lots of spatula. Stuff. You could use that as a lot of different sex toys.
So you broke up with your boyfriend.
Broke up with him, got on Thrinder. It was called Thrinder at the time. Now it's called Field. And I found this like a couple who was super in love, and like the girl was into it. Most of them, the guys clearly like forced his girlfriend to be there. Yep.
Yeah.
So I had to sift through that. And then that threesome was awesome and really cool. And then I met my next boyfriend and I like fell in love with him. So then I felt bad about fucking couples.
Did you tell him that you were doing it? Like,
He dropped me off one of the nights. He's like, have a good night.
That's actually a good sign. Interesting. Yeah. Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like that seems pretty compatible.
So now wait a minute. With the first
but
boyfriend,
then we weren't open. Cause when I brought it up, he was like, I thought I made you happy.
Oh, but it's not. That's not what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think that like the first boyfriend you said, like, which I don't know about the rest of your relationship, but you said when he didn't want to do it because he was territorial. Yeah. But then you said he wanted to get married and have kids.
Yeah.
So was it that he was territorial, that he was just like, I love you and I don't want to be with anybody else in any aspect whatsoever. So it makes me sad that you do. Do you think it was that or do you think or was it like, that's my pussy?
Well, I think there's a little bit of that's my pussy in I don't want to sleep with anybody else. So why do you want to sleep with anybody else? I feel like that's a little bit of that in there. Not as like mean, though, you know?
Yeah. See, I don't think it's like a territorial thing necessarily. Just like
he was a little territorial, though.
OK, see,
like,
I don't
if
know
he saw me flirting with someone, like, he'd be like, he was also religious, which wouldn't work out anyways in the long run.
That's
I'm
impressive.
Like,
2 years.
Yeah, that's more. Yeah. That's a headline.
He was very good at eating pussy, to be honest.
For the Lord. For the
why
Lord.
We lasted for so long. So, yeah, he was Orthodox Catholic. No, wait. Orthodox, Greek Orthodox.
Oh. Yeah.
It was weird. So weirdness.
I have a question. Yes. So with this, because I think this is interesting to a lot of people, because to make this shift, right? So you're in a 2-year relationship, and it's a traditional relationship, and then when you started to realize that you're like, oh wait a minute, also, I want to eat some puss.
Yeah.
Did you, when you told him that, were you thinking about breaking up with him at that point, or was it really, or were you still fully invested in the relationship with him and you're like, I 100% want to keep you and bring this element in?
I knew about a year into the relationship that I probably didn't want to marry him, but it was convenient to stay with him and he was really sweet. And like, I would always go through this like process in my mind where like, why don't I want to be with him forever? He's like the nicest person, always there for me. I'm like his number one, but I think that's probably partly why I didn't. It's because I didn't like how much pressure he put on me in his happiness. Mm. I didn't like being the sole thing for his happiness, his like sole purpose. And I was just like, ugh. So
did you grow up believing that like people are programmed to be monogamous, or like did you grow up with divorced parents, or like, where's your head been?
My parents were divorced.
Her husband in between chick's legs. I thought we had.
My parents were going through a divorce when I was born. So like my dad didn't even know I was born until like 2 weeks later. So I've never really believed in monogamy. I always thought it was like pretty unrealistic to think that you can have sex with one person for your entire life. But also I came from a very conservative, you know, Utah, where you don't have sex till you're married. So I was coming at it from more of that aspect of like, you only have sex with one person your entire life. What? Right. No.
Then you have to wait till you already are married to them to find out if their dick's any good.
Oh no.
So like, and now I think I'm a little, obviously I know people have sex before they get married if you're not Mormon. And so
or
that
other
makes
religions.
Way
I grew
more
up small town Christian Pennsylvania stuff, and it's very similar.
So now I can see how someone could be monogamous.
Jesus.
But I didn't know I wanted to be in the poly world until like, I don't know, January of this year.
Really?
So, pretty new. you.
Yeah. Because I can remember this was a while ago that you were on Thrinder. So now Thrinder, yeah. Most people know, but some people might not know what Thrinder is. So explain what that yes. is and then how you were just like sifting through and how you found the couple that you found.
It's now yeah. called Field.
It's okay. now called F-E-E-L-D, which means you're either playing the field or you're feeling the D. That's my slogan for them. They can take it.
Feeling the D, the disappointment. The D.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the D stands for.
Basically, I think I wanted to do the threesome because I didn't know how to hit on women and I didn't know how to approach it. And I also didn't know if I was actually really attracted to them or I just had this thing that I needed to try. So I hooked up with them. It was nice. And then I was like, oh, it'd be cool if I could continue to do that. And then with my new boyfriend, I was like, hey, would you want to be open? And he was totally down for it in the beginning. And then eventually was like, no, I don't want you to think that you're not enough for me. And I was like, I never said I was. I literally brought it up to you. But yeah. I could tell it was a thing for him. Like it made him feel weird. So I was like, whatever. I just backed out and was like, I won't. It's fine. And then towards the end of our relationship, I was like, I need more sex. And he was like, I can't give it to you. So you can get it somewhere else. But at that point, I was already like invested in love. And I was like, well, it feels weird for me to just go fuck a stranger.
Well, it's also hard when you know your partner is like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted it from you.
Yeah.
I want to have.
And you need a partner that's like, I want you to have this pleasure too. If someone's yeah. begrudgingly like, well, I guess you can go fuck other people.
Yeah.
Like, that's never yeah. going to end well.
That is not, I guess you can go fuck someone else. It's not dissimilar than telling someone to go fuck themselves.
Just like, yes.
Need more sex. Well, then go fuck yourself. Yeah. Change the intonation on that.
Yeah.
And that is what most most women are just like, I guess I'll just get a vibrator and fuck myself.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's usually
I was already doing that and it yeah, wasn't enough.
At least put your head on my shoulder while I jerk myself off. Pop a tit in your mouth.
Oh, that has happened way too many
you
times.
You can read your book or take a nap, but just put something close to my nipple while I jerk off.
Yes. You don't even have to touch it.
Just please suck on my tit while I jerk off. Like, that's all I ask. If you're going to be my boyfriend, that's all I ask.
Reasonable.
Just touch my ankle.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
Very reasonable.
Just your boyfriend's just playing video games or like could you just on the ground with your foot touching his leg masturbating.
I'm just having flashbacks to my boyfriend who'd suck his own dick in front of me because it was like the this exact scenario but like
excuse
reversal
me. You had a boyfriend that could suck your own suck
wait
his own
have
dick.
We never talked about this.
No.
That seems
definitely
impossible
not. No,
that is
no,
insane.
This is like a meth reveal way late in
wow.
the season.
That sounds impossible. I can't believe this hasn't
no.
come up.
Yeah, no, I can't.
That's why I just
this
dropped it
for either.
This is okay. This now this part is reminding me of how Preston found out I got an abortion when I was on stage telling the joke about my abortion. Now this is wow. like a full where I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be hiding this from you.
Yeah, welcome to the story God. Of my life. I found out that Christina wanted to watch me fuck other people on field by her going on Guys We Fucked and telling everyone that she wanted to watch me fuck other people on field.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to oversharing and comedy.
This
here
is,
we are.
Yeah. That was a fun, well, at least we're not at like a holiday dinner where you're like, oh, that's like, remember when I dated the guy that used to suck his own dick? Anyway.
Can you pass the yams?
Right. Now, are these whole cranberries? Because, they're...
Is it zest? Did you zest an orange in this?
You
it's
know what?
Fantastic.
Let me guess. Nutmeg? It's always a secret.
The way you stuff that turkey just really reminds me of my ex stuffing his face with his own dick. It's just so
sorry,
delightful.
Sorry, excuse me? I'm sorry? What? You're just glossed over something
what's
there.
What's the story here, Megan? How is this gentleman that bendy?
Yeah. Did he
was very meth. Bendy.
Did yeah. He, was he missing ribs?
No, he wasn't missing. He was just very bendy.
Oh,
he was wow. he was a skater. Like he almost went pro. So he wow. was very good at skateboarding. And so I think that meant like he fell a lot. So he was really good at going limp.
I think it also means
that,
I think
so like means, being real bendy.
I think it also
think
means
that went along with that.
He's really good at practice.
He's good at yes. practice, yeah.
That's
practice
hilarious.
Makes so perfect.
No, I found out, I came home, I was like hanging out with friends for the weekend, I came home and he was like, I found out I could do something. And I was like, what? What do you mean? And he
oh,
was like
he's
super
known this
weird
for
about
years.
It.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I think he like,
he just
know, I think he was
out.
High and like tried to do it.
Okay.
That's so
and
funny.
So he like, and I was like not into it. Like yeah. I was like, this just isn't sexually doing anything for me. I'll
right.
suck your dick.
Right.
Like I do that already.
Like, do I need to do it more? Will that make this stop? Because I am not turned on watching this happen.
Yeah, watching someone like...
Because his body was like in a weird bendy shape.
Oh, I imagine.
And then he like couldn't get the whole thing in his... He could just like get the head in his mouth.
Okay, was it an erotic thing for him though? Like, was he trying to do it to completion or was it more like just a party mouth. Trick? He would.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I guess...
Also, fun party trick. I would be into that party if I was just at, like, a game night and some guy was like, look what I can do.
I mean, if you can do it, you want to see it.
But it's not... It's like a weird sex... Yeah, because in theory, it sounds cool. But yeah, I imagine he would have to be curled over like a roly-poly, just like a
he
bug.
He was. He was, like, on his butt. Yeah. He was, like, balancing on his butt, kind of. So, like, this is his butt.
Wow. Okay.
And these are his legs. And then this is his head. And he kind of, like...
So he's like a V tilt, tilt like a seesaw.
That's a lot of core strength.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we have not talked. I'm like floored.
I also cannot believe.
This has not come up.
We are also floored.
A million episodes.
Oh,
yeah,
my
but no,
God.
But then he'd like do it. Like I'd be doing homework. I swear to God. I'd be like doing, and he'd be like trying to like fuck me. I'd be like, I have a book to read or like a paper to write.
Wow.
And so
why don't
just,
you
like,
go fuck yourself?
Yeah.
He just start like sucking his own dick and like want me to like just like touch him.
Yeah.
So
I'd like be reading a book and like put my hand on his like shoulders.
So does he get paid now to suck his own dick in front of people?
He hasn't had a great go at life since.
Oh. I would imagine
I stopped doing drugs. He did not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you can suck your own dick, it really kills the will to achieve.
That's why people that joke's been made before. That joke has been made by friends of ours.
Oh
yeah. I mean, because literally and figuratively, you're like, my life has come full circle.
No, it literally is the snake eating
the snake
itself.
Eating itself.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
That's actually a great Jammers logo.
Right. And just coming full circle. You just come and
it's a dick eating itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cum just is just like filters through your body and keeps going through.
Wow. I really hope Preston is napping because he hates hearing the story.
Oh,
and I just imagine you just like with one hand on his shoulder and the other hand just being like, okay, so the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. You're just like, you can do it, honey.
It was good practice.
Oh. Just,
you're like, it was really annoying, but I crushed it in physics and trig because he was just in, I would bend his body into these shapes.
Well, and that's because a lot of people have. When they find out, they're like, okay, you were into it because you just sat in the room and like, no, you don't understand how very uncomfortable that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that I was into it. It's like, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In that moment, like, this is a person I'd like been with for a couple of years and now they're into this thing similar to like some dude just being like, yeah, whatever. Just go like fuck other people. I'll just like play video games. I don't care. Like, but it was more crazy because I was like forced to sit in the room while he did it. And like, I clearly was not, that was the other thing. I was clearly not into it. I was not feigning being stoked on it.
Right.
I would just like sit there and like try to ignore what was happening. And he just like constantly do it.
Just like touch a part of his body. It's like animals when they want to lay by you, but not really. Like Sebastian, when he's like mad, he'll come and lay by me. But then just like, we're like one part of his leg is touching me. So like, I'm with you, but also fuck you.
Yeah. No, that was like the end of our, when he started doing that, that was like the end of our relationship.
Wow. I'm with you, but shockingly, also
he could tell it was coming. Mean,
we stayed together for like a while longer. Cause I mean, drugs.
Right.
So it was just easier. Two incomes mean more drugs than one income.
And at first it's got to be like gross or like if you're not into watching your dude suck his own dick. But then for the first while, it's got to be kind of nice because you're like, oh, there's so much. I get more drugs and there's less work for me to do.
Oh, it did not mean I got more drugs.
Oh, no. Oh.
But you could like maybe steal some.
Mm. No, no.
Well, he was distracted.
By coming in his own mouth.
Yeah.
There was a lot of noises, too.
No.
Okay, let's get back to let's talk about something else. I'm done with this.
Okay, so that was one of the most beautiful things. I'm so happy we did that.
Yeah. I can't believe that was a big share.
I forever. Please, somebody sketch a picture of a roly poly meth man, and then someone just like doing homework.
Wait, did you say a roly poly meth man?
Yes, that's what I said.
Roly poly meth man.
That's what I pictured.
Yes,
just like a curl.
And you need to write that on the picture.
Yeah,
you need to write roly poly meth man. The adventures of Roly Poly Meth Man. We'll start a whole comic book.
Right.
Then we'll sell it to Marvel. They'll make movies.
Wow, that's definitely a special skill.
Guys, we're going to talk about EveryPlate.
Yes.
EveryPlate dinners are cheaper, healthier than fast food.
or takeout or delivery. So what are you doing? Get with it. All the recipes come together in like 30 minutes or so. It's faster than a trip to the grocery store. Less time to decide what you're going to cook means that you can spend more time enjoying family and friends and food. Most importantly, food. Most importantly, the food part. And all the recipes are like super easy to follow.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be stressed out. You can just drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. And, you know, and you can do that even if you're sober, too, because I, you know, trying to lay off the daily booze intake. But what I'll do is, so I like to take Valerian, which is a sleeping, natural sleep aid. And I also, the recipes are so easy on every plate. I was half a bottle of Valerian down, and I was still able to make this chowder perfectly. It's so easy.
I was half in the bag, and it's still possible.
Right.
If a couple of idiots like us can do it, literally anyone.
Yeah. It's so, and it really is so nice to just, even the other day, when you go to the grocery, you don't think about it. You're like, oh, I want to make all this stuff. Even just to walk or even just unloading the bags. I'm here in New York City. I walk everywhere. It's a pain in the ass to carry all that stuff on your arms. It's so nice to just show up. There's a box of food on your door and it tells you exactly what to do. So you're not like, wait, why did I buy this yam again? And then it just goes bad in your fridge. There's a list that says, hey,
this is why you need the yam.
This is why you need the yam. This is why we sent you the yam, because you didn't even buy the yam. You didn't know you needed the yam. But you did. It's holidays. Everyone needs yams.
It is true. Everyone does need a yam at the holidays. So guys, to get your yam or corn chowder or whatever it's going to be, because there's so many different recipes and meals you get with every plate. Mm-hmm. Just go to the website, everyplate.com, and enter code JAM.
Yes.
That's us.
Yep.
And you get a whopping 50% off your first box. Not 15, not 15, 50. 50%.
You mean to tell me. You mean to tell me.
That some might say half off.
Right.
To each their own, however you want to word it.
You're telling me a woman with a space heater dumping hot air onto her legs, that if I go to everyplate.com and enter code JAM, not YAM, JAM.
JAM.
J-A-M.
This is important. We don't want people confused. The code is JAM with a J.
That I get 50% off.
50. The age we both look in a percentage form. 50% off.
Right. That sounds like a great deal.
I mean, honestly, you're losing money if you don't do it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we did an investment episode way back.
So we know what we're fucking talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
How many dicks have you guys seen?
We've been so derailed.
Off themselves?
Okay, I've never seen that. Ever since
you're
breaking up.
Poly.
I want to hear about how you made the shift from, because this is interesting to me, because you were on field.
Yeah.
And so then you met. Well, so what was your first experience like with the couple, and did you go back with them? And then what was the switch between being like, oh, I like kind of fucking around with couples, and then the switch of like, oh, I think I'm into the poly lifestyle? Because those, I think, are two different things, right?
Yes, that's what I'm curious about as well.
So ever since I...
We are reporters. Sorry, I just wanted to say. Wow. I'm curious as well. Good questions, guys.
I wish I had papers that I could like do the paper thing.
I know. I feel like we were both like, oh God, way to recover and be serious after that fucking
roly poly meth man. But I really want to know your story.
But anyway.
But anyways. Wendy, quick, put on your fake glasses and like push them up your nose when you say that.
Okay. After the couple thing, I looked into poly and I was like really studying it, because I was like, oh, maybe I just need to be a part of a couple. But then because I fell in love with my ex, I kind of stopped even thinking about that. And then obviously we broke up. And so I was like, okay, well, now it's my time to explore this. Now I'm going to just not stop being afraid to hit on women, and I'm just gonna fucking go for it. And so I got on Her, which is like the lesbian dating app, and I got back on field, but I It's changed a lot in the last 4 years, and it's not the same.
How's it changed? In what way? Yeah, we're not on it. Describe it to us. Megan and I are not on
field. It's way more kink-oriented now. It's way more kink-oriented, and it's a lot... people in their profiles, they used to not do this. Now they put, like... their sexual
just pictures of them sucking their
kinks
own dicks
that they like.
No, like you pretty much. I mean, look. So I recently got a Field's the only app that I've done since I've been single again.
Yeah.
And the reason that I like doing Field is because I can be like, this is exactly who I am and where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I've mostly been friends with benefiting with poly and gay women because like I don't want to be dating seriously right now. I'm still pretty wrecked from my relationship.
Yeah.
So, but I am a sexual person and I am kind of respectful of that at this point in my life.
Yeah.
So it honestly, like dating poly women and kind of being a secondary non-primary partner has kind of been okay for me right now.
Yeah.
I being a side bitch. I think it's great.
Yeah, so far I'm enjoying.
Oh, I would not call myself a side bitch.
We would. Yeah, we would. No. We are calling you a side bitch.
I think of the side bitch of this podcast.
Well, yeah,
that's just how we describe you in life.
Yeah,
you're definitely the third wife that they haven't accepted yet.
Right.
You're yeah. third courting. You're trying to like third.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'm looking into it. Field was a little like too much for me in that moment because I was still getting over my ex and I was still like, I don't know what this is and I don't know what phrases are.
And it's intensely kinky very quickly.
It is so...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like walking into a sex party and you're like, oh!
My first dates are literally like, so do you have any trauma?
That's
where I'm at. Yeah, because if you're dealing with kink and that kind of thing, like you don't want to trigger people. You don't want to, you know, true. Like mm-hmm. that's...
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah. That's what's really cool about the kink world and poly world. Everyone is so open and honest. In a monogamous relationship, it's so easy to hide things.
Yeah.
It's like, because you don't necessarily have to bring it up until it becomes a thing. And then you have to say something.
And you're never in a monogamous straight relationship. And you're like, so dom sub dynamic, how does that relate for us? You know, they feel like really strange conversations. But in kink world, you kind of have to talk that stuff out. So,
yeah,
it's nice on the first date. I like to find out, like, were you raped, molested? How, when, where? Can I put things in your butt? How many? What color?
What color is always my first question? Because I don't want the trauma of a color to bring back a memory for somebody.
Do you prefer?
I was thinking, what color of anal beads do you like?
Okay.
Now, if purple is like a soothing and it's a creative color.
Do you only take rose quartz dildos? Because they have the love energy.
And then later we'll talk about like birthdays or whatever.
Are your pants still together?
Yeah.
No, obviously, definitely not. I think, okay, so.
So you get back on Field, and what's her?
Her is lesbian dating app.
Okay, how is that app?
It was actually pretty nice, but most of the girls on there were just on there to be like, oh my God, this lesbian hit on me, and then like, get off. And they never met me on a date. A lot of them, I would like, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. What do you do? What are you about? Like, why are you on here? Like, I would try to have a conversation and it always fizzled out. Like, I only went on one date from it. And it was this woman who was in an open relationship with her husband and wanted to explore being bi. So I was like, great, that's perfect because I don't want a relationship. And then she ghosted me after the second date. So
did you guys fuck or you just went on a date?
We just went on a date.
Oh, that sucks.
I wasn't ready to just fuck a woman, you know?
We're like, what a dumb bitch.
I was like, what a bitch. She didn't fuck you. It's so dumb. She just went on a date with her.
We only got to second base. I mean, come on.
I'm with all the men. Women are a bunch of teasers.
Yeah.
What a cunt tease, huh? Let's go kick her ass, Megan.
I think it's because she saw my stand-up on the second date.
Did she really?
She came to my show. Yeah.
And then did she walk out after your set?
Oh, no. We hung out, made out, and then never heard from her again. I think she was like, yeah. I think she was like, you know,
comedy's
I'll hang
great.
Out and then leave. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. But then I actually met a poly couple before my ex and I had broken up. So I met them in March. And he and I broke up in April, and I stayed in contact with the guy, the mail because he was like, hey, I want to learn how to write a joke for my job that I do. And I was like, okay. So then we were talking comedy stuff and then it kind of turned flirty. And then I was like, your wife and girlfriend are really hot. And then he was like, I'm glad you think so. And because I met them all at once together.
So what was their, how'd their poly couple break down? Because I feel like when you say poly couple, it could be a zillion different combinations.
Oh yeah, there are many different combinations. So theirs is a hierarchical poly couple. He thinks it's more of a equanimity or whatever. Equal.
Jesus Christ.
It's
sounds
too
poly
many
couple.
Words. Yeah. This is, it's just too many words.
Right.
So he's married. They've been married 12 years.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, when you're like, they've easy been married, words, we got it. Yeah.
It sounds like you're trying to explain to me how my PPO works, I mean, honestly.
Yeah. They don't call it a lifestyle for nothing.
It's like equanimity. Yeah. What the fuck are you?
There's a lot of...
There's a lot.
Wait, let me see.
Am I being sued?
I have the actual thing, because I'm like...
Tyler?
It's not equanimity.
Somebody
like
get Tyler in here.
Something.
Tyler, get your culo in here.
Did you say Tyler get your cooter in here?
Culo.
Okay.
That means butt.
Egalitarian. Egalitarian polyamory is okay. When everyone is, your all your partners are of equal value. But there's no way for us to be that because he's literally married, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously she comes first. No doubt about it. So, okay, they've been married like 12 years and they started swinging and then he got a girlfriend 2 years ago.
Right.
And then he has other partners that they've met through the years that he just like knows. And then his wife also has these partners.
So they're open-ish.
They're like open.
They, yeah.
Yeah. But it's...
they have their primary and then they both have the secondaries.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Everyone's got a partner, other partners. Right. It's not like only, it's not one-sided. And so I'm learning all of this from him and like kind of the rules and the way to approach it and like having mutual respect and the metamors. So like his other partners are metamors to me.
What? Okay. What is that?
Sounds like it should be in a J.R.R. Tolkien book.
I was just going to say.
So you've heard
of
paramour.
Is that a Lord of the Rings thing?
Yeah. So you've heard, it's a metamorph. So you've heard of Gollum. Okay, great. Listen.
Have you heard of a paramour?
The band? Yes.
Okay, Wendy.
No, I'm being said, what is a paramour?
So a paramour is actually like your boyfriend's mistress.
Okay.
A That's lava. A paramour. Yeah. A metamour is just... is the other partner that you know of and you have a relationship with in the sense of like, hey, I respect you. We have mutual respect right. for each other. That's a metamour versus a paramour, which is more like hidden. And
because you're bi, is there any immediate conversation about like you kind of being more a communal girlfriend or a girlfriend of the group or anything like that? Or is that just not?
Communal girlfriend. That's just really funny.
I don't know. I'm phrasing that all wrong.
It's like a communal table or like a bathroom, like a trough.
Yeah.
It just pass me around.
That's what I was just going to say. I was going to be like, that makes it sound like you're a lazy Susan. Like you're on a lazy Susan and they're just spinning you around.
This is our communal girlfriend. They lay out after we eat sushi off her, then we can fuck her and come on her. It's everybody.
Okay.
It's communal.
Okay. All right. All right.
But use a coaster.
Perhaps the proper
respect. We're not animals.
Yeah.
Not come across. Not
you come on the coaster on the communal. We don't want to ruin the communal girlfriend. It's new. We just got
just varnished her.
Be nice. She bruises easily. Okay.
I have a feeling you knew what I was trying to say there.
I do. I do. I do. Okay. So when he and I were talking, I, of course, immediately go to like, oh, I want to fuck him and his girlfriend together.
Right.
Or maybe his wife as well.
Where was he explaining this to you? Was this the first night you met and you were like, hey, your chicks are hot? And he was like, let me break it down for you, sister.
How much time do you have?
Yeah, how much time do you have? How many coasters can you fit on your body?
This was from like April to August of us just talking, getting to know each other, me asking about it, asking like how it works, all the history, like what his history is behind it. Then in August, I hung out with him and his wife at their house, met his kids. They're freaking adorable. And we had like a little bonding, like just got to know each other. And then he and I went on a date.
So that's very similar to this Mormon shit where you met the whole family.
That's actually interesting that you like went that in depth to like have them let you in to be one-on-one time.
I
find it interesting that that's the way they did their thing.
I think it's because they've been doing it for so long that he's less about the sex and more about an actual relationship.
Yeah.
And I was just...
more about actually finding a free babysitter. He's like, look, we say we're going to fucking do all this stuff.
These are our kids. We got to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm fucking other people, you know, so right. I wasn't like in a hurry to rush into a threesome with him and his lady. But then at one point I kind of let go of that, an idea, because I was like, it may not ever happen and that's fine. And I'll, you know,
did you ever talk to them about it? Did you ever try and raise it? It's like, hey, this is something I would be very into.
Yeah. I mean, I think I made it clear when I was like, your wife and girlfriend are very hot. So, yes, that was brought up. And then, ever since then, I have had the threesome with him and his girlfriend, but me and his girlfriend went on dates on our own, like solo dates. She's awesome. Okay. We get along really, really well. She was in a lesbian relationship before this. So like, I feel like she's a great person to learn from, and like she's, cause I don't know what a female relationship looks like.
Right.
So like she's been really cool and open and honest with me. And, so that's been really awesome. So I developed different relationships with each person. And then just very recently we came together and, had a threesome. So,
and that's been like a long time. So now wait, so you went on the date with, so what was the, so you meet the family, have you gone out with the wife?
No.
Okay. So you're just,
she's not interested.
Interesting.
Well, but that's not unsurprising. I mean,
a lot of,
I think that's one of the actual things that is interesting. So from my poly friends and my experiences kind of like dating poly people and that kind of thing, one thing that I found really interesting from the show was the different social dynamics, because the reality is whenever you're dealing with groups of people, some people are going to gel, some people are going to be into it, some people are going to want to like make out in front of each other. Some people are going to, I thought it was really interesting that he builds each wife their own house.
Yeah. And well, no, that has to be for poly or for polygamy. It has to be, because the wives cannot live together.
Wait, but I think this is now we're jumping ahead a little bit, because the one thing we haven't really talked about is your past. And I don't know the full story.
Well, it's not really my past.
Well, what's the backstory with your upbringing?
She's a ghost.
I want to get the whole picture here.
She's Joseph Smith reincarnated. Go back to fucking this dude's girlfriend.
Honestly, it's so funny, because I remember when I first started comedy, that was one of my first jokes, was like, I've never met a polygamist, but when I heard about it, I was like, that sounds fun. And then I learned that the wives don't get to hook up. And I'm like, why don't I get to touch any of the titties? Yeah. So
that's a great question,
right?
Mormon kids, ask your parents.
Come on. Mormon fundamentalist kids. So I am from Utah, obviously a lot of, and like many generations are from Utah, and, it was really hard to get any of information from my grandparents, because they're now modern Mormons. So they want to ignore the fact that our ancestors were polygamist. But they came to America to practice their religion because they were being persecuted in, I don't know, Europe, England area. And so, yeah, in like the 1800s, early 1900s, my family was practicing polygamy. And I found out this, I didn't know that, of course, until like maybe 10 years ago when I found out my dad and stepmom, their like grandmother's grandmother's mother, they were married to the same dude. So like, it's very distant related.
Really?
Oh, like extremely distant, but it is still like a, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because no one's ever said that to me. No one's ever even brought up the fact that our ancestors were polygamists, ever. So I was like, what?
They just tried to pass it off like Megan being like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend that used to suck his own dick. You're like, you remember?
It is the same thing.
Half of your family, when they were all married to the same guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you go back, first, aren't most modern Mormons, they have ancestors that practice polygamy, and isn't that a thing that like most of them do want to brush under the rug?
Oh, and yeah, not, no one wants to speak admit about that
it, like they don't want to yeah. admit it, which is yeah, also because, why, like, for modern polygamists, it's so difficult. And the rest yeah. of the church kind of is like, they don't exist. Nobody look at them. They're crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why in the documentary, Utah specifically went out of their way to make sure polygamy was illegal, because the Mormon church is sick of being associated with the fundamentalists. And that's why a lot of them went to Mexico and Canada, because they were pushed out. Which is why Mitt Romney's family's from Mexico.
What a slut. I love that guy. And I mean slut in a positive way.
Yeah.
And what a paramour.
Not for him. I don't mean it in a positive way for him.
Yes. What a like, dirty
he's a
paramour.
Dirty, gross slut. Mitt Romney can suck my dick, and he would, because he's a fucking whore. I mean, all those things in the worst way.
Right.
So... Now, I think, like, now they believe, like, if they're good, they'll have the multiple wives in heaven,
right,
not on earth. I don't know. My brother converted to it, and he won't even, like, talk to me about it.
Fundamentalism?
No, oh. Just regular Mormon. Mormonism. Just regular. Yeah. I was never raised Mormon. My mom always taught me to hate Mormons, so.
That's good.
So I was like, oh, great. I'm going to hate all my cousins and my grandparents? Okay.
Fantastic. We're planning on it anyways. Yeah.
Sounds like a cocktail to become a comic.
Yeah. And
so this is your family
one day.
So this is what we practice. Our whole family, we were raised in this religion. And fuck these fucking cucks. Yeah. These sluts. You're like, okay.
Well, because my mom was like, Mormons are judgmental. And we go to this church. This church loves everyone. So we're better. And I'm like, you sound a little...
Judgy
yourself. Yeah, mom. I think you're doing the thing that you're mad about.
Religion.
It's such a magical.
You're so silly. You're so silly. Make no sense. You crazy religion. Yeah. Religion.
And so how we become raging atheists and then build our own religion and make our own rules.
There you go. Exactly.
There you go.
I don't know. So it's interesting watching the documentary because my intro to poly is actually way more slow and methodical than I think a lot of other people's introduction to poly. A lot of people say that they're poly when really they're just open and fucking whoever they want.
Well, and I think that's a very modern. I actually think apps are part of the thing that did that, because now we're at this place where we're like, we're in 3 years, we're bored. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of want, I want some new junk in my face. You want new relationship energy. Everyone talks about new relationship energy. That's the thing that everybody's chasing.
Exactly. And I think there's a huge difference between open and poly. Like open is like, you know, there's other partners. You might know them. You might not know them. Yeah. A lot of open relationships, I don't want to hear about the other people you're fucking, but I know you're fucking them. Yeah. Whereas poly is like, you know and respect each other. Yeah. You might actually go to family functions, you know, even if you're not sexually active with the other people in the couple.
Well, and that to me, I mean, poly, it's more of a caring thing. Like, just to me, like people's phrasing when I'm going on dates with people initially,
right?
Their phrasing, it makes a big difference. And to be honest, the only couples that I've spent time with where I really felt like it worked are couples that kind of practice kind of an open poly understanding of being able to communicate where, you know, either we try and make everything equal or you are the primary partner or that kind of thing where, because the flip side of it is a lot of time and it's not every time it squicked me out, it's always been male led. And it's always like, so we live together as a thruple and, you know, or a quad or something. And it's like,
I can't imagine living together. Oh, my God. That's a lot.
I can't imagine referring to yourself as a thruple.
Yeah, that's, I will never get over the word thruple.
And then the rules are different for partner. You know what I mean? Like it kind of it just feels weird.
Yeah. Well, there's like thruples where they don't have outside partners.
Right.
I guess I'm considered a solo poly because at least at this point, I'd rather just live on my own and have like several partners and no one lives with me. You know, like no one's like my boyfriend. That. No one's my boyfriend. They're all amazing in their own different ways.
Yeah. See, that's the move. That is to be like, look, I live alone, but I get to fuck all of you people.
Yeah.
but I don't have to hang out with you and I don't have to emotionally care about.
I do emotionally care about all of them. Yeah.
See, that was, I was going to say, because I did that too, but I was just single for many years.
Well, right now, like,
how many people? I didn't want to emotionally care about any of them.
Right. How many people are you?
Well, then
in...
that would just be open.
Being single.
Open and
filled. That would just be being single. Yeah. That's just New York. That's just dating in New York.
Yeah. Or not dating.
I like the caring and the actually,
or just hooking up, just having one night stands. Because to me, and here's what's interesting with the poly thing, because like on paper I get it, but to the emotional labor, that's something that I'm like, boo.
That's, that's my thing. I'm just like, it's exhausting enough being with one person.
But the sex is so much better.
That's the thing.
The sex
like,
is so much better.
And I'm really bad at one night stands. Like I really I don't.
I know,
like
but
it.
I guess emotionally, that to me just seems emotionally draining to be like.
Well, that's. I mean, that's my thing with this where I'm like, okay, this is where it's just like different fucking shit for different people because Steven and you both of you just were like, oh, I'm terrible at one night stands.
Yeah.
I am fucking aces at one night stands. I am so good at them. I was good at them for a long, long time.
That's true. And love them. It is totally
I pretend to go to work to get people out of my apartment. Like I'm great at them. And I prefer that because like the emotional thing.
Okay.
Like sex and like mean that does nothing for me. So that's why like being in a committed relationship, I was like me and my boyfriend now, I'm very much in love. I don't want to have sex with other people, but I also had sex with lots and lots of other people.
Yeah.
But like the emotion thing isn't a part of that.
Yeah.
So it's just like where it's like nothing's right or wrong. It's just like people are into different shit.
Totally.
And however you want to do it, just fucking do it. And like, if nobody's getting hurt,
well, and for me, like even when I was in a loving, committed relationship and I was in a relationship and we would meet people on field or, or in the wild or kind of, you know, however, but it was always like I needed to connect with them even for a one night stand. I just needed to be like, this is someone that I would like to go out on a date with.
Yeah.
You know, like just a bare minimum. No,
that's how I am, too. I have to like the person.
I actually feel really satisfied that I have another person here. That's like,
I believe
no,
that
I
you
like
do. I'm happy.
You, you guys, I'm not alone.
Well, guess what?
You guys are not alone. I mean, you are on this podcast every other episode, but like in the world, no, you're not.
And I know we're close to the end of the show, but Megan, your connection dropped and I need you since I got these two feel bags
Jesus
over
Christ.
Here. So
hold
call back, put
on.
Some music in and we were so close to like, let's find a button. And then I lost you. And these people are just like, look, I just, I mostly, I don't even want to fuck. I just want to like look in someone's eyes.
I just want to hold someone. I just want you inside me. And I just want to look into your eyes.
You know what? Cuddle puddles are really good.
Cuddle puddles are the best.
Cuddle puddles
is a woman that's talking my language.
Cuddle puddles. Okay. They're the best.
I literally, you know, when you're about to throw up and your mouth gets like really... You start salivating a lot.
Yeah.
That's just happening.
Okay,
that's happening right now.
Sorry.
Just a cuddle puddle. Is everybody like covered in oil? I know what it is, but
no,
in my head when someone says, I know what it is, but I picture everyone
really
like in lube.
No,
fully
it's like
dressed,
a bunch of buds
fully dressed,
like,
but in lube.
I picture cuddle puddle. This is what, before you guys describe it. This is what I picture cuddle puddle. You just hold someone and you're just both crying like a couple of sad fucks. Like,
and there's just, a puddle of tears.
Just cuddling in your puddles.
You know, maybe to you, that's hilarious. What it looks like.
So now,
that's the way you perceive.
So what is a cuddle puddle?
It's just everyone cuddling, like multiple people cuddling. That's it. Yeah.
There's a great, Carl Pilkington does it. On an Idiot Abroad once, and it's really, really, really funny because he fucking hates it. This British guy is crazy.
The cuddling, I gotta watch that episode because I think I've seen it. That's such but cuddling, cuddling with me, it's like, especially if I'm with some, like, I prefer to just leave and go the fuck back home after I'm done fucking.
Yep.
That's why, like, I'd rather, like, when I went to Jersey and it's like, why would I go to Jersey? I'm like, because then I can leave.
Because I can go to P.F. Chang's, my favorite place in the world.
Yes.
Right. Well, but also, it's like, I like the power of being like, that's great. Bye. And the other great thing, and this is important to me, this is, you know, I know you guys like look for, if I'm going to fuck someone, would I want to date them? Before I fuck someone, I'm like, are you cool with as soon as we're done fucking, get to the other side of your bed? I want to make like
I fucked people specifically where I was like, oh, you are great, but I would be mortified if a friend of mine met you. Like, there have been numerous people that I fucked for a long period of time and just been like, oh my God, if someone ever ran into me with you, woof, I would be embarrassed.
But you can
not because they're attractive, because they have terrible personalities.
I think with Polly, like, You know, the reason that I'm curious about this, because I'm just kind of at this place where I'm allowing myself to take a year and just kind of get into all the weird shit I want to get into, because mm-hmm. I don't know when I'm going to be single again. And I'm very relationship prone. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing with poly is like, you can have those people in your life, you know, and like you can talk, like I could have one partner where it's like, yeah, fucking get away from me after this. Or yeah. like I would be embarrassed with them in certain circles or whatever. And it just mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Yeah. But I think it's the difference between being like, this is when I stand and I don't give a fuck about you and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Or like, no, I really genuinely care about you as a person and I'm trying to do right by you. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
yeah,
we're playing with fire and I might get fucking weird.
Yeah, I make sure. I mean, I try to be completely honest. Like, I do have someone I fuck with and that's pretty much all we do.
Hell yeah.
Like, he's great at sex. I care about him as a person. Would I want to, like, date him seriously? No. Yeah. But he's... number one.
Is that the person that I met?
Bed. Number one in bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He watched my stuff at the show.
Yeah.
I treated him like a real paramour. No, I was like, you're talking to me? Here, watch my shit while I go on stage. Just like, laughed.
Hey, stranger, here you go.
Yeah, here's
I
my
have
purse.
Nothing of value.
I would honestly.
I would say the best part of poly is group sex. The worst part of poly are the group chats. Like, I have at least 5 group chats happening on my phone right now.
Oh.
Oh, see, and I have to say, like, the group sex actually stresses me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Like, I'm not a big fan of,
well, like, that's why I have to like of all group. Of the people.
Yeah, and because, that's so rare to me.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
what's the biggest group sex that you've done?
Only 3 people.
Okay. Okay.
And I actually, I've recently had a group thing with a man and a lady, which was a new one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've been looking on Field. I've been looking for couples that want to fuck, but I'm not bi as much as I would like to be.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Yeah. So
what a weird thing to say. That's like, I wish I'd had an abortion.
I wish I was bi, but my brain, like, anytime a man leans in to kiss me, my brain's just like, nah, man, you are not.
Why do you wish you were bi?
I'm very curious.
So you'd be cooler? So you'd be chill, bro?
It's really honestly not.
You'd be
like,
more
I just wish that, like, I wish that my brain was more open to that. And it's just not. Like, I am very, like, Kinsey scale, I lie very straight. And just for who I am and the things I enjoy and the people I like to surround myself, like, I really dig gay men as people. Like, we're good friends. Like, yeah.
I even consider them human. I'm very progressive.
No, not that. It's just, like,
I like them so much, I wish I could fuck them, but my dick just goes limp. I am the
archetype of the person that is so progressive that they're like, I've really, really done the, you know, thought out, like, okay, where do I lie? What am I into? What really turns me on and what doesn't?
Yeah.
And so I feel like I very honestly have figured out where I live on the spectrum.
Yeah, you're 38. You should know exactly what you like sexually.
I don't think
you're
that's right. I think people go their whole lives and never figure this shit out. I mean, Camille, true. You only
agreed,
came out.
But you said
I came
you're
out
very at 25. Progressive.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think there are people listening to this right now that, like, never allow themselves to be honest about where they're at.
So be honest with yourself.
Yeah, be honest with yourself. That's what yourself. I'm saying. Steven, you of all people should be patting yourself on the back for knowing what you want. You, like, your entire life is predicated on, like, openly talking about what you want.
I mean, like, my entire life being the 2 years that we've been friends that I've known you, but it's, I don't know. I mean, it's almost like, because my private life has been about talking about being honest and open about these things, my public life has forced me into it.
Mm.
That was not my choice.
Yeah.
Just for the fucking record.
Yeah. And now here we are.
Yeah.
Talking about how you feel when you kiss. I love women. I love women from the top down, and the pussy's great. I think a pussy's great, but I'm just not into, like,
once you get down there, you're like, nope.
For me, it's just like a difficult, like, I get it, but I'm not like, I mean,
I feel similarly about dicks.
It bums me out.
I've always said the same, because I've had sex with a woman loads of times. I've done loads of stuff, but the one is going down on a woman. I love sucking dick. Eating pussy is, I'm just not into it. I'm just not.
It bums me out.
It's so much easier. Like, your jaw doesn't hurt after. Like, really? It's nice.
Wait, eating pussy is so much easier in,
well,
in
a way. Yeah. I mean, I'm also a woman, so I feel like maybe I know,
how
it feels.
Yeah,
I know the tricks.
You know all the things.
I know the tricks.
Yep.
Well, and you're dating this chick now who's like, has she been teaching you tricks, or does she, like, guide you? okay, all right, we get it. Relax. She's like, no, I'll fucking that suck was, your clit right now.
She to that prove was a one point, of the things. I don't even want to.
I look, I don't even want to. I don't even like you. In fact, you gross me out. I know what you've done sexually, Wendy. But just to prove a point, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm gonna just eat my own pussy.
Right now. No, I haven't gotten to that level of yoga yet. no, she was impressed. She's like, I'm only the second pussy you've ever eaten. And I was like, yeah. So I don't know. She likes it.
She's a natural.
She's I'm a natural pussy eater. Yeah. Yep.
New I career.
Think, new career. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Natural born pussy eaters.
Well, that's one of the greatest porn parodies of all time.
Plug your shit, Camille.
Oh, plug my shit. Follow me on Instagram, Camille Theobald Comedy. My health podcast is on a break. I'm redoing it, revamping it.
That was a fun show. Camille's so great. I did the Healthy AF. It's still up there on iTunes. So
yeah, go listen. Go listen to me and Wendy's. We have two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about on Healthy AF?
Did you not know how healthy Wendy is?
I have spirulina in my fridge.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought you were going to say in your purse. I genuinely thought you were about to say I have spirulina in my purse, and I would not have even thought about it. Yeah. I'd been like, yep, she does.
No, I have turmeric in my purse.
Enough said.
I have my fucking Care Of vitamins. Plug, go to Care Of.
Yes.
Promo code JAM. Yep. Do it. That shit, I take it with me. That's also good for
is if you're a really a thing.
Yeah, it's one of our sponsors. Care Of vitamins. They're great. It's daily packs. Awesome. Yeah. Yes. And I forgot to even plug this when we did the ad, and I'm just going to triple double plug them.
Yeah.
If you're going to be Polly, which is a very fancy way to say a big ol' hoe.
It's more nuanced than that.
Yeah. But it's great because you can take your vitamins to all these. You have them with you all the time. So, you know.
A lot more germs.
And they're labeled with your name on it. So when you're in a poly relationship,
you won't be like, whose vitamins?
I accidentally took Becky's antipsychotics. Oops. Like, because yours say your name on it.
That sounds amazing.
So go listen to that podcast. You're revamping and starting another one.
Yeah. It's still going to be Healthy AF, but it'll be more lifestyle oriented.
Great. So just go subscribe to the Healthy AF now and catch up on those while you're revamping.
Exciting.
And come to a show.
Come to my shows, CamilleTheobald.com. I have it all listed everywhere. This comes out next week.
Yep.
Yep.
So I do not know that far ahead, but everything's on my website.
Yeah. Follow on social media.
Go to the website. Just go to the website.
Twitter, Camel Theo. CamilTheo.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
thank you. This was so fun.
What if I saw you on the street?